And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
Something we've not talked about before on this program, and we've been doing it for about 5 or 6 years now. I have in the studio with me a vascular surgeon from the SAN, Dr. Pecky De Silva. Great to see you.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Hey, great to have you in. We haven't done vascular surgery before. We're talking about veins, obviously.
Yep, varicose veins today.
Varicose veins. And is it a myth or a fact that women are more likely to suffer from varicose veins?
It's a myth.
A myth. I'm pleased to hear that.
Just as likely to be in men. Only men don't tend to shave their legs and wear skirts, so they don't tend to notice them.
So all us old blokes hide them.
Well, you know what? I'm actually starting to see quite a lot of young men that come to see me, because I think men are becoming more, I don't want to use the word vain, more aware of their health.
Yeah.
And so I do get quite a lot of young men. So anyway, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about varicose veins.
Please.
So I think the most important thing to start off with is to actually understand what arteries and veins are. So arteries take blood from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Veins take blood to the heart. Now, as you can imagine, if you're standing up and you've got to take blood from your feet up to your heart, you need to have things to help that, which are valves.
Yep.
So the veins have valves. And in varicose vein disease, what happens is those valves stop working. And instead of the blood going back to the heart, they end up pooling in the legs. Now, the deep system, you might have heard of deep venous thrombosis.
Yes, indeed.
So these,
mainly associated with flying.
Flying and, you know, surgery and things. So these are the veins that run with the arteries. But the superficial veins are the veins that, you know, we have two main ones, which is the great saphenous vein and mm-hmm. the short saphenous vein. Now, if anyone's had heart surgery, they'll know about the great saphenous vein because that's probably the one that the heart surgeon's taken out to use for bypass.
Heart surgeons pinch them.
That's right. I always called them God's spare part. Okay, so
yep.
Unfortunately, though, when you get varicose veins in them and they get swollen and tortuous, which is what happens in varicose veins, they're not great to be used as a bypass because the last thing you want is your bypass to get aneurysmal or to become twice the size.
Mm.
So generally, when patients come to see me and they get really worried and they go, oh, but, you know, what's my heart surgeon going to use now? And I go, well, they wouldn't be using it anyway because it's damaged.
Right.
So varicose veins are basically when you look at your legs and you have those tortuous, really twisty, ropey-looking veins. So that's what varicose veins
are. How common?
About 60% of the population have them.
Age? Specific?
You can get them quite young, but obviously the older you are, the more common it is.
And is it caused... Is a large part of it the type of work you do if you're on your feet a lot?
Yeah, it can be. So you get, more common in nurses, teachers, security guards, people that spend a lot of time on their
airline
feet.
Airline stewards and
airline
people like
stewardess.
That.
That's where that whole mm-hmm. wearing stockings all
yep.
came from. So, yeah. So very common in people that stand. But again, you know, if you have a family history, if your mum had varicose veins and your dad had varicose veins, you're going to be seeing somebody about your veins because it's pretty much a given that you're going to get them.
The thing that we find when we talk to you very clever people from the SAN always is that the technology keeps getting better and better. Now, I'm making a presumption here, but I go back, say, 10 years, it would have been the treatment of this would be very different to what it is today. Would
Absolutely.
I be right?
Absolutely. So in the olden days, I don't want to say olden days because there's lots of surgeons that still do it.
Yeah.
So I've got to be careful there. So we do stripping.
In the near past.
In the near past, people did stripping.
What's okay. that?
So I don't want to put anybody off listening to the radio, but basically you make a cut in the groin, a mm-hmm. cut near the knee, you find the vein.
Ugh, I'm not liking the sound of this.
You tie the vein to this rod, and it's either a metal rod or a plastic rod, and then you basically just give it a really good yank.
Mm-hmm. And pull it out.
And pull it out. And that's why it's called a stripping, because you strip that vein out.
Ugh, yeah.
Now, you know, I'll be honest, as a vascular surgeon, it is probably one of the most bleedy operations that I do mm-hmm. when I do it. And because you don't actually get to cut any of the branches that feed into the vein, so that all bleeds.
So there's some cases where you have to do this. There's no other option.
Yeah, there's
right?
some patients that have a reason why you can't do the what we call minimally invasive way. So that is sort of the old-fashioned way, and it usually gets 2 weeks off work. But nowadays, there's new systems that we do. So I do, we offer them all three of them. So we have laser, mm-hmm. radiofrequency ablation, or glue. Now, the radio frequency ablation and the laser, they work by heat. So how that works is, so for instance, the way I do them is I do them in my rooms. So you come in, the nurses will put some local anesthetic cream on your legs, on your thighs, and then under ultrasound we find the vein, we stick a needle in it, and then we put a little wire up the vein.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can take the needle out, you put a little sheath in, and then through that sheath you put in a laser fiber, and that laser fiber works by heat. So it just burns the vein.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we put local anesthetic then around that laser fiber, and then, you know, in a very painless way, we just burn that vein and get rid of it.
Is that day surgery?
It's just day surgery. So it's not even day surgery because you're in my room. So it's just, yep. I like to call it a procedure.
In and out.
And so, you know, once that's done, the nurses will put some stockings on you and you get sent out to walk for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I usually say grab a coffee, grab a cake, but keep walking. And then, you know, they come back, we check their legs, and if everything's okay, they go home.
Incredible. So one of the other myths about this is that treatment for these veins is vanity, that it's all about cosmetic surgery. Well, clearly that's not the case.
Look, I think, you know, one of the biggest group of patients that I deal with are patients with ulcers. And the number of times that I've had said to me by these patients, you know, I went and saw a doctor 30 years ago with my varicose veins and they said, don't worry about it. There's nothing, they're just cosmetic. They're not going to do any harm to you. And here I am 30, 40 years later saying that their ulcers are directly due to their varicose veins. So I think nowadays what I certainly tell my patients is that at this point in time, a lot of varicose veins I do see are because people say they're cosmetic.
Yeah.
They haven't given them any symptoms, but as I always say to people is, look, no one's ever going to die from varicose veins, but in the long run, these veins are going to get worse and you could end up getting ulceration. Not everyone with varicose veins will end up with ulcers, but a large number of them do. So you're really better off to get them treated before they go on to do damage.
When you say they're not dangerous, so they can't cause clotting?
Ah, well, you can get clotting in them. So they are a risk factor for deep venous thrombosis.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, and I do see that, I'll see patients that have got really horrible ropey veins and you get superficial, you get clot in those. And that's a condition that we call superficial thrombophlebitis, which is basically, you know, us doctors, we like to use words that no one else can understand. So basically it's just saying that you've got clot in these superficial veins. And then that clot can migrate into the deep system through the connections that the superficial and the deep system have. And then you can get a DVT. And certainly, in my practice, if anyone's had that, I always say to them, look, you should get your superficial veins treated because you don't want to develop a deep venous clot.
In the less severe cases, if you do the procedure, mm-hmm. Do they come back or is it a one-off and they're gone?
Unfortunately, we can't do a 100% everything's cured. The recurrence rate is about 15%. And normally it's related to things such as how bad your disease is and how old you are. So, you know, I always say to someone who's 30, look, even though the recurrence rate is 15%, you know, you've got to understand that you're 30, you're going to live to be, in these days, maybe 90, 100.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance that you might get some veins coming back. If you're 75 and you treat your veins, probably unlikely that it's ever going to be a problem for you again. So it really depends on the age. And, you know, if you're a young woman who's had your veins treated and then you go on to have two or three more kids, then again, you might get recurrence. And you might get recurrence not in those same veins that have been treated, but different veins.
So pregnancy does sometimes cause an issue with veins?
It does, absolutely. So anything like pregnancy, being overweight, and, you know, these days, there's, you know, we're seeing a lot more people who are overweight. So certainly we're seeing, again, a little bit more increase in varicose veins from that.
Great to speak to you. Thank you for coming in and explaining something we haven't talked about before.
My pleasure.
Dr. Pecky De Silva from the SAN. She's a vascular surgeon.